Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everybody, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's ups and downs with a little stoic wisdom sprinkled in for good measure. You know that feeling when you're walking into a room full of people and suddenly your confidence takes a nosedive? Like the world is judging you based on your outfit choice or that weird stain on your shirt. Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you that true confidence doesn't come from external sources, like likes on Instagram or that promotion at work? What if it comes from within? That's what we're diving into today, Forks cultivating confidence that's unshakable no matter what the world throws your way. Now, I'm not saying it's easy. Building inner confidence takes work, like any worthwhile endeavor. But trust me, it's more than worth it. You'll feel empowered to chase your dreams, conquer your fears, and navigate life with a newfound sense of purpose. So buckle up, because we're about to unpack 5 key takeaways that will help you cultivate that inner badass. First things first. Stop comparing yourself to others. This is like the ultimate confidence killer, folks. It's a vicious cycle. You compare yourself to someone else's highlight reel, feel inadequate, and then doubt your own worth. Remember, everyone's journey is different. Focus on your own path, celebrate your own wins, big or small, and remember that comparison is the thief of joy. Ever felt like that Instagram influencer has it all figured out? Don't be fooled by the carefully curated facade. We all have our struggles, insecurities, and moments of doubt. It's what makes us human. So ditch the comparison game and embrace your own unique awesomeness. Next up, practice self-compassion. Seriously, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend. We're way too hard on ourselves sometimes, beating ourselves up over mistakes or perceived failures. Instead of dwelling on those moments, acknowledge them, learn from them, and move on. Remember, you are worthy of love and acceptance, just as you are. Thirdly, cultivate gratitude. It sounds cheesy, but it's seriously powerful stuff. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, even that perfectly brewed cup of coffee. When you focus on what you have instead of what you lack, a sense of contentment and gratitude naturally flows in, boosting your overall confidence. Now, let's talk about setting realistic goals. You know those ambitious dreams that feel just out of reach? Break them down into smaller, more achievable steps. Celebrate each milestone along the way, because every win, no matter how small, builds momentum and reinforces your belief in yourself. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither are our confidence levels. Be patient, persistent, and trust the process. And finally, step outside of your comfort zone. This is where the real magic happens. Trying new things, facing your fears head on, it all contributes to personal growth and ultimately boosts your confidence. Think about the time you said yes to something scary, even though you were hesitant at first. Chances are, you learned something valuable about yourself and emerged stronger on the other side. So keep pushing those boundaries, my friends. You've got this. Speaking of stepping outside your comfort zone, think back to a time when you had to give a presentation or speak in front of a crowd. Maybe it was for work, school, or even just at a party with friends. I bet you felt that familiar flutter of nerves, right? You might have even thought about all the things that could go wrong. But what if you flipped the script and approached it as an opportunity to shine? Imagine walking into that room with your head held high, radiating confidence, and delivering a captivating speech that leaves everyone impressed. See how powerful that shift in mindset can be. That's the beauty of cultivating inner confidence. It allows you to overcome those self-doubts and step into your full potential. So let's recap the 5 key takeaways for building unshakable confidence. Stop comparing yourself, practice self-compassion, cultivate gratitude, set realistic goals, and step outside of your comfort zone. Remember, folks, true confidence comes from within. It's a journey, not a destination. Keep practicing these principles, be kind to yourselves, and celebrate every step you take towards becoming the most confident version of yourselves. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways that you cultivate your own confidence? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media at Dylan Brooks Pod. Let's keep this conversation going and inspire each other to live with greater confidence and purpose. Until next time, keep rocking it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.